Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
There's news on the stadium front, the RFK deal front. It comes from Mark Seagraves, Channel 4, who's reporting that Phil Mendelson, the D.C. Council chair, has reached an agreement with the team to adjust the financial terms of the stadium deal, that was negotiated by the mayor's office and announced all the way back in April. Mark Seagraves reporting that Mendelson and the city council, who they've been talking to the team, and they've been trying to get the deal that was cut by the mayor tweaked to benefit DC even more. So they are adjusting some of the terms of the deal. And according to Mark Seagraves, this opens the door for the city council to vote on the stadium deal in a matter of days, likely after the upcoming public hearings next week. So that's good news. Now, in terms of what the adjustment to the financial terms are, there was not any information specifically in this story from Mark Seagraves other than to say the details of those changes are not yet clear. But it does look like, at least according to Mark Seagraves, we've had Mark on the show before, Channel 4, that the city council has tweaked the deal, reached an agreement with the team, and they'll be ready to vote on this sometime next week. That would be incredible for everybody. Wanted to just play one of the sound bites that we didn't have a chance to talk about on yesterday's show from the Peters Quinn press conference. Quinn also held a presser this morning, but he was asked about sort of the next iteration of Jaden Daniels and what does that look like. Here's what he said.
This question's for Dan. Obviously, your rookie quarterback, not a rookie anymore, Jaden Daniels, had a pretty good year last year. So what's the next step, the evolution of Jaden Daniels? What does that look like?
Yeah, I think more growth. And one thing I've learned over the year from Jaden, man, there's no limits on him, you know, because this is somebody that absolutely is a savage from a work standpoint and just absolutely puts it in. So the skill work, the techniques, the knowledge of the offense, all of those things are going to be enhanced. And he's thrown himself an excellent offseason. We had a good conversation on the phone just the other night, chopping it up about the team, the summer, the offseason. And you can feel his energy. And just walking out here, you know, when you walk into our building, there's a lot of energy with our team. And he's right in the middle of all that. But I would never mistake him for not doing anything other than absolutely emptying the tank to go for it.
So, you know, a lot of emphasis on just the grinder that he is, the worker that he is. But he said something, and I want to add to it because we've talked about, like, where do you see, you know, Jaden needing major improvement? Like, for us, most of us, it's like there's not going to be anything he does in 2025 where we say, oh, my God, he's so much better at that than he was as a rookie. I mean, there wasn't anything that he wasn't exceptional at as a rookie. But, you know, there are some, you know, apparent footwork, some slight footwork, you know, issues that they wanted him to improve on. And then the thing that, and I had this conversation with somebody probably a month ago, and I forget if I've actually brought it to air or not, but I think the thing that they are hoping takes a big jump, and not that they said it was a weakness last year, but you heard in that answer that he said, you know, the skill work, the techniques, the knowledge of the offense, all of those things are going to be enhanced. You know, the knowledge of the offense can actually increase. The playbook, not that it was ever limited by any stretch of the imagination, but there can be even more put into this offense for a second-year quarterback. And the thing that got mentioned to me maybe a month and a half ago was there was growth throughout the year with him adjusting to defenses, adjusting not week to week, but play to play. You know, the calls that defenses would make, the checks that defenses would make may have been a little bit more problematic early in the year, but he adjusted and grew significantly in being able to counter what the defense was doing, recognizing what defenses were doing pre-snap, even more so. So, you know, talking about the knowledge of the season, that's going to be enhanced. And I think, you know, and I'm not talking about reading defenses. I'm talking about knowing what defenses go to post-snap. And that he grew significantly on that, and they think he'll be off the charts this year when it comes to some of that. Last thing that I wanted to play before we get out of here. This was Stephen A. Smith talking about an idea that he's had for a while in having Baltimore, the Ravens, Washington, the Commanders, share a stadium.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles, the hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility? Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I've been an advocate, a strong advocate. I've always wanted a stadium in the state of Maryland that the Ravens and the Washington Commanders could share with a lot of employment emanating from D.C., but still be able to, because, again, you wouldn't have to worry about stuff like this. That's just my personal opinion. That was the idea that I threw out last year, that the Ravens and the Commanders should actually share stadium. You got a minimum of 17 to 18 weeks where you got games there, plus playoff games and all of that stuff, plus events in the offseason. And you know what? And it's the state of Maryland that you have to deal with instead of this kind of nonsense. But they didn't do.
So I recognize Stephen A. Smith is a very polarizing figure. I've talked a lot about him, you know, in previous years, not a lot recently. I mean, I don't watch Stephen A., but I respect Stephen A. I'm not sure there's anybody that works harder in sports, you know, TV, sports journalism, sports radio, sports podcasting. This dude does everything, and he's always done it. He's always been a grinder, and by the way, incredibly generous as well. But this is an idiotic idea. Literally, there's not one fan of either team that would want this. Maybe there are residents of each of the two cities that might be in favor of this, but no fan would be in favor of this. Not to mention, Baltimore's got a great stadium. What, are we going to share M&T Bank and hoof it to Baltimore? Like, where would you put it? Like, this is, yeah, this was not one of his better, more, you know, intelligently well thought out takes. This would never happen, ever. And it looks like we're now getting very close to the finish line on RFK. Final poll numbers on Team Terry, not final, but updated poll numbers on Team Terry or Team Front Office. About 1,500 votes in, very close. Those that would side with Terry, 51.9%. Those that would side with the team, 48.1%. Back tomorrow. Chris is up next.